One of the things that museums are challenged with is to assert our relevance in a modern era.
Betsy Feathers is the research and grants officer at Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield. The historical village is launching a new website to make information and more than 22,000 artifacts from the Shakers more accessible. The site includes an interactive map, a virtual tour of the village with games for kids, and a genealogy database where you can find out if your ancestors were Shakers. People are also able to watch and hear Shaker dances and songs to better understand how the community functioned and what its sisters and brethren believed.
I've a spiritual garden to weed. It needs a careful hand to rightly sow the precious seed and till the gospel land.
Visitors will be able to access computerized kiosks set up at key locations inside the village, rent iPads for the day, or use their own mobile device as a personal digital tour guide. Feather says these tools will allow people to learn at their own pace, in their own way, while walking through the village or sitting in the comfort of their home. She says the museum incorporating technology parallels Shaker communities during their most influential times.
That sort of essential connection with the society around them, even though they were making an effort to have a community that was apart from the world.
The Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge is also using technology to enhance visitor experience. In its current exhibit, people can use their mobile device to connect to a website available through a QR code, similar to a barcode, that will enable them to learn more about Rockwell's paintings and see more than 600 reference photos he used. On some paintings, you are able to click on highlighted faces to learn more about the models, who were often friends and family of Rockwell. James Buddy Edgerton modeled for Rockwell's Boy Scout calendars, and his grandmother is depicted in the painting Going and Coming.
Everybody wanted to model for Norman Rockwell, you know, whether they were little guys or big guys or grandmothers. Every time that a Saturday Evening Post cover came out, it was loaded with local people. She looked like she was weaned on a pickle. You know, she had that kind of a face that didn't show a lot of, you know what I mean? It's not a kind thing to say, but that's the way Grandma was.
Mary Whalen Leonard was the model for the painting The Day in the Life of a Little Girl.
The one with my jumping into the water, I sat on the edge of a chair and he posed me for that one. He certainly had thought about how we were going to do all of this.
Jeremy Clough is the manager of media services at the museum. He says visitors often take the time to learn about the paintings even before they visit the museum.
That's become the new norm, no pun intended. Using your own device, walk up to one of their permanent artwork collections, and then you're instantly transported into another realm. The family tree picture that Rockwell did, they can actually go back home and hear Rockwell's voice, talking about the painting.
And here's the artist himself.
Brightened up the color on the 1920 girl's hat underneath her hat, brightened the green on top, and I fooled all around. I think I got it going much more exciting now.
More information is at WAMC.org.
So tomorrow I'll get back to work.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim LaVoulis.